How are you doing?
Doing well. Yeah.
Oh, good. Well. Good. Easy travel. I mean, I'm sure you guys, it was like a circus getting in and testing and all that, but are you somewhat settled?
Yeah, I would say we are somewhat settled. That probably accurately describes it and gives us a little wiggle room for the things that aren't aren't going smoothly yet. Mostly it's just
sure.
Full nights of sleep aren't quite happening for everybody just yet.
I'm just curious to kind of take a step back, you know, having done this for a lot of your adult life, I'm just curious with all of kind of the COVID, the new protocol for COVID, are things a little less efficient just sort of arriving in country, getting to hotels, eating, training, or is it sort of normal having been doing, you know, all of this beyond testing, say, for 8 or 9 months now?
Yeah, I don't think it's been too big of a shock for anybody yet. It's fairly isolating this week in particular. As compared to next week, we'll be in a hotel with an actual restaurant room that's designated for our team. So we'll at least be able to eat in the same room as our teammates. We'll be eating in pods still, women and then men and then staff. But now it's you're with your roommate 24/7 pretty much, unless you ski with somebody else during the day.
Really? Gotcha. Okay. And so there's like a little cooking unit in each, I don't know, apartment or whatever.
Yeah. We've got mini ovens and mini dishwashers here, and athletes are shopping for breakfast and lunch. They can order their groceries, or the village is very quiet here. So we feel, you know, if you make like 5 minute runs through the grocery store every few days, mask up, glove up, wear eye protection, we feel like that's pretty safe. And then we have our dinners delivered.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to ask, like, due to the hurdles one may have to go through in cooking your own meals, is there a fear of like, oh my gosh, they're not getting enough to eat?
Yeah, there definitely is. And the food in Finland, it's fairly basic. Mm-hmm. You know, we have no excuse for being malnourished because there's a grocery store. So it would just be a matter of being lazy if we're not getting enough food. But while it's basic food, it's also quality. We have what we need here to succeed. So we can get the job done the way it is.
Okay.
But it will be fun to see a little bit more sun and some more faces at meals, even if we have to sit two to a table and somewhat far away from each other, having that just social dynamic. It's hard to read, you know. You underestimate it, I think, until you're living without it.
Sure. Do you not, I mean, since having gone through the Ruka situation for years, do you not travel with like a mini lamp, a vitamin D lamp or anything like that?
I don't. I think we've had some people over the years bring one. I tend to love it here. This is one of my favorite venues. I love the courses. I love the little sort of microcosmic feel of the place. It's just, once you enter the resort, you're here for the week or the 10 days. There's no reason to leave. It's a pretty interesting feel. And I love the stadium here too. I think that is what is most unique, is that it's one of those stadiums where you drop dramatically out of it, to begin each race. And it has this, sort of pedestal feel.
Okay. So let's talk about, the racing a bit or a lot, whatever. So let's start with the women's side. Can you just frame a little bit the women's racing and what you observed out there?
Yeah, well, the observation is the key to it all. You know, we don't really know exactly where everybody is. We're all coming from different clubs, from different training histories, at least for the last 3 weeks, whether you've been on snow or not, depends on what part of the country you come from. So someone like Jessie, she's been on snow for 7 days now since March. And that's not a big problem with training overall, with the exception that it will take longer to get going faster. And it was pretty clear with some of our skiers who have not been skiing very much or at all at home, that it's going to take a little bit. And Ruka in particular, it's a tricky venue. The hills are steep, and so technically it's really demanding. The kick, fortunately, today was easy. Our servicemen made awesome skis and great kick, good glide. Just as a team, you know, there were small misses here or there, but I am completely satisfied with today. It's about what I expected. I expected some good results and some athletes who were disappointed, but I'm not disappointed in any of it. This is just the reality. We need more racing, more hard skiing on snow.
Sure. And in like a normal training cycle, you know, you're on snow here in Bend, you're on snow, at least those Alaska-based athletes are on snow at least once a month over the summer up at the Eagle Glacier. You may have, you know, Jesse and Julia Kern heading over to New Zealand. So obviously it's sort of a known that, you know, there's going to be this struggle, you know, getting on to snow and adapting once you head over to Europe. You know, I've probably said this to you a billion times, and you can dispel any myths here, but you're known as sort of the whisperer, and, you know, you can work some magic or not and sort of make people believe in themselves. What did you say to folks when they arrived knowing that, yeah, this is the first time maybe they've been on snow since March, and don't sweat it? Sure, you're a pro athlete, but look, the reality is this is a new situation for all of us.
Yeah. You know, I think it's an interesting question. I was thinking about that today because we don't talk about having low expectations before the race happens. But after a disappointing result is when you are then allowed to sort of look for some reasons, not look for excuses, but look for some reasons and just justify whether you were slow or not. Because people that go into these races expecting very little out of themselves will not ski well. And so you have to have a team that is 100% willing to succeed. And I feel like we did that. You know, the process was nailed today. Athletes were, for the most part, we had a couple little, you know, day one of racing missteps where bibs were getting misplaced and things like that. But the process was hit pretty well today. And now we've got some athletes that are scratching their head over today a little bit, but it's pretty clear why things go poorly early in the season when they do. And so we've got a great training camp coming up in Davos, but first we have two huge opportunities in the next couple of days, not just for results, but for the exact type of training that we need. We need hard efforts on snow, and so we're in the right place to get faster.
Any other comments specifically to like to the women's side?
Yeah, you know, well, it was a pretty huge day for Rosie Brennan, qualifying 13th. Rosie has qualified for sprints multiple times before. I don't know that she's ever been our top qualifier. That was really exciting. And, you know, there are no flukes out there. It's she just skied fast today, and she looks good in training. And I think the next couple of days are going to be very exciting for Rosie.
Yeah. Can I just jump in there for 1 second?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting. I have it pulled up right here because the first thing I did this morning when I saw her qualify in 13th, I was like, well, how many sprints has she qualified for? And in fact, a lot more than I thought, to be honest.
Yeah. But the difference between today and all those other ones is that for the most part, she's finishing fifth or sixth in those heats. And today she finished fourth and was in the mix.
Yep.
Right there. Got a little bit blocked out of the lane that she wanted and had to go around, which often means that you lose ground when you have to get out of the track. But she actually continued to just chew up the hill. It was fun to watch.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry to interrupt you there.
No problem. And then, you know, Haley Swerbel, another huge surprise, or just success. I don't think anybody's surprised when Haley skis well. She's young, she's inexperienced, but you watch her out there skiing in intervals and she just moves really well. She's strong. She has a great approach to it. I think, in a good way, she's not putting enormous expectations and huge pressure on herself. And I think she will go to bed with a smile on her face tonight. So that's pretty cool to be what's, I think Rosie was 16th. I think Haley was 17th today at the end of the day, Jesse 24th. So, a lot to smile about.